If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we are here in the midst of Easter week, and this is the octave of Easter. And so we're celebrating that Jesus resurrected from the dead. If you happen to hear my homily, one of the things that I talk about in regards to Easter is if we look at Easter, see, we can look at this from a spiritual perspective, and that is that we are Christians and we believe that Jesus resurrected from the dead. But our belief in Jesus resurrected from the dead is not really so much a belief as much as a truth we embrace. Do you understand that? So, for example, I may believe certain things and I can't prove them, but then I embrace other things that I absolutely believe. Well, maybe a good example is I believe that George Washington was a great general. Now, it's pretty obvious that is true, and we have a lot of historical documents, which, by the way, we do about Jesus as well. And so I can believe that, but do I have any solid proof of that in my own office? Well, no, but it's something I believe. In the case of Jesus resurrecting from the dead, I believe, as C.S. Lewis said something similar, I believe that Jesus resurrected from the dead as much as I believe that the earth revolves around the sun. And I bring that up for a reason, because if we look at it from the standpoint of a fact, then I can look at it from the perspective that I believe that as much as I believe, well, a better way would put it, since none of us has seen these, I believe in atoms made of protons and neutrons and electrons. I believe in that, but obviously I've never seen an atom, but I believe in that as a scientific fact. So I believe that Jesus resurrected from the dead as much of a fact. But I also believe that since I understand that Jesus resurrection from the dead is more than just something I believe in. I believe in it to the level that I believe in a powerful, earth-shattering scientific discovery. So that's the way I look at it. And I'm talking from Jesus' resurrection. And if you really read the Bible, especially the prologue of John and the first chapter of 1 John, you see that truth in there. The way the apostles, which obviously we consider John as part of that, but that passage may have also been written by members of his community too, based on his teaching. So, you know, we're looking at that. But anyway, as we understand that, then we look at the way they write it, and they write it like a powerful discovery. And that's an important consideration. Here's the reason why we want to look at that. If we understand this is as powerful as a powerful discovery, then if we truly understand that, if we put it in that category, it is the number one discovery, then we have to look at how that touches us and what that means for us. So let me give you an example. I love to bring this up because I think it's one of the most fascinating stories, but the Copernican Revolution. And with the Copernican Revolution, we believe that the Earth And as you know, we believe that the Earth revolves around the sun. The sun doesn't revolve around the Earth. We know that, and we believe that, and we understand that that is true. But of course, in the past, up until the 17th century, up until the 17th century, that was not established as a scientific fact. It didn't happen until Copernicus came along. And when Copernicus made this discovery and he announced it on his deathbed, then this changed everyone's self-understanding to the point it took 200 years for people to fully embrace the significance of his statement. So it was an intense discovery. If I turn around and I say, I believe that Jesus resurrected from the dead, and I just put that in a case of belief as opposed to scientific fact, well, that's nice. That's nice for you. That's nice you believe in that. And as you know, this is what happens in our country. That's nice that you believe in that. We don't believe that. But if we put it in the category, as I do, of discovery to the level of scientific discovery, then that actually impacts everything that we understand about ourselves as much or actually infinitely more than the Copernican Revolution, because it really changes our self-understanding. Do you see that? It really changes everything. Once we believe in eternal life, it changes everything. And again, if you go back to the prologue of John, you're going to see that whole focus is we believe in eternal life. And you and I may be sitting there saying, well, you know, just like, yeah, we believe the earth revolves around the sun, and just like that, we can also say, yeah, we believe in eternal life, and not understand the impact of that statement. Not everyone believed in eternal life, and not everyone believed it in the way we do at the time Jesus resurrected from the dead, even among the Jews. But now that we understand it, and we believe in it is a better word, and we believe in it, embracing it, it actually should change our way of being. And this is important. That should change, well, maybe shouldn't is the, should is not the best word, but it, that reality really alters our understanding of who we are more so than the Copernican Revolution. The biggest truth that came out of the Copernican Revolution is that humanity is not the center of the universe, that the Earth is not the center of the universe. And in doing so, that had to change a lot of theology and anthropology. And if you really think about it, a lot of the talk today about extraterrestrials and people visiting from other planets probably would not be even discussed prior to the Copernican Revolution, because people never understood that there were the possibility of people living on other planets. You know, it's that kind of thing. Remember, not only are people understanding that the sun revolves around the Earth prior to the Copernican Revolution, they're also understanding, they also don't have telescopes, so they don't know what a planet is. It looks like they can't see another planet except for as a point of light. They just can't. So we realized that, and then that revolution started to change our, as humanity, our whole self-understanding. Well, the resurrection does the same thing. And when we fully embrace what the resurrection is all about, which is Jesus showing us that there is eternal life and opening the door to eternal life, that can change everything we do, the whole basis of our motivation, the whole basis on everything we do. One of the changes in our motivation may be, and a lot of people may think, well, you know, we want to try to be good to get to heaven, and I've already taught about how that's not exactly what Christianity teaches, but it gives you something to understand on a deeper level. Because if we believe that we are essentially on a journey to our ultimate home. And remember, St. Paul says that our citizenship is in heaven. And if we understand that this is our journey and we're on our way to this ultimate home, then that changes everything of how we live here. But if we consider this, our ultimate home, as many atheists do, and then when we die, there's nothing else. So our whole focus will be on this life. Well, if you put those two people, someone who believes in resurrection and someone who is an atheist, doesn't believe anything beyond this, their whole motivation and focus in life is going to be radically different. One group is going to react one way and one group is going to react the other. And it's going to be totally different, especially when things get difficult, because the person who is ultimately living in a time when things get difficult, that person is, and who believes in eternal life, is going to have a different focus on how to deal with difficult things in life than the person who doesn't believe in eternal life and may see things differently. So you realize that that resurrection of Jesus does more than just say, well, now we believe in the resurrection and we believe in heaven. No, it changes your whole self-understanding. So I put it in the category of a scientific discovery that changed everything we believe about ourselves. It's a very powerful reality that I understand and I believe in as a disciple of Christ. It's a really powerful reality. And when I look at that and I understand that, then I come to appreciate something completely different, which we'll talk more about tomorrow. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.